The Golden Age of Coal on This Moment of Indiana History. The deep shaft mines in Greene County and its environs proved to be the source of more than just coal. The extraction of the minerals so abundant in Greene, Sullivan, and Clay counties resulted in an economic boom in the early 20th century. Greene County's first mine was built in 1859. First used to fire the blast furnaces used to process iron ore, coal became increasingly important to manufacturing and transportation. Trains relied on coal for power, and coal required rail transportation to reach a national market. When the Indianapolis and Vincennes Railroad laid tracks across Greene County in 1869, mining took off. Between 200 coal mines and a web of rail spurs to access them, urban settlement exploded, as towns named Mineral City and Coalmont attest. Mine owners named Duggar and Freeman gave their names to other towns. With just over 3,000 people in 1900, the city of Linton quadrupled in population within the decade. Serviced by the Illinois Central Line, Linton in 1910 would claim 16 coal mines within a 3-mile radius, employing 2,500 men and yielding 20,000 tons of coal daily. Larger than it is today, Linton in the 1920s boasted 35 churches and at least as many saloons. The towns of Jasonville and Midland enjoyed their own wave of prosperity once the railroad came through. But by 1950, underground mining was largely a thing of Greene County's past. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.